house this morning in studio with J&D Autry. We got Gary D running the board, and he's probably going to jump in too because we're going to be talking food.
You know, I worked with Gary for a long time, and this guy is a foodie.
Well, he's also a Louisiana foodie. So every Saturday morning, we start the first hour. Actually, before first hour, we get in real early, and I've got the boudin all steamed up and some good biscuits. We got butter, honey, fig jam, cane syrup, and we just
Gary,
have us a good time.
You lied to me. You said you were Italian.
I did? When did I say I was Italian?
You even forgot.
I mean,
he's probably a little bit of everything.
Just kidding. I just want to see if you were up this morning.
No,
I'm
wide awake. I did mention the term muffalata. That's a great Italian sandwich in New Orleans.
Yes.
And I love those.
So. Exactly.
Good out, Gary. So, Jan, we're going to talk lemons today. We're doing lemons. We think recipes. We think J&D Autry.
Oh, you're calling me a lemon?
No.
You know, I didn't need this morning.
No, I was thinking recipe, J&D Autry.
Jen, you're turning red. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. We're family. You know what? I was thinking about this lemon here that we have sitting in front of us, and I'm not sure I could cook as well without lemons in my life. I use them for everything. I love putting a whole lemon in my chicken soup. Most people go, what are you talking about? But, you know, you always hear that, oh, this lemon brightens up this salad or brightens up this vinaigrette. But the lemon actually does brighten up and intensifies the flavor of chicken broth. So I love it for that.
Without making it taste like lemon.
Doesn't taste like lemon at all. It just enhances everything.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
And I make really good chicken soup.
No doubt.
You know, so one whole lemon in there. And then there's a difference between, you know, using lemon zest and lemon juice. Two completely different flavor profiles. What I did today is I made you something with lemon juice.
Boy,
in honor of Arizona.
Yes.
And the Arizona egg farmers, because this has four eggs in it. It's lemon squares. And you guys already snuck one.
Two.
Three.
Oh, man.
Very yummy.
Here comes four.
Super easy recipe, everyone. You're going to probably have it on your website.
Yes, we'll have it on the website and put up on Facebook today.
It's a great recipe for big game day, for a gift, when you want something a little tangy and a little sweet. It's really, really easy. It starts with a shortbread bottom. As you cook that, you're whipping together the eggs and the sugar and a little bit of baking powder and some salt, and you mix that together, pour that on top, right back in the oven.
And tell us you had a preference on the pan.
I do. I use the tin pan instead of the glass pan. And, you know, usually I like the glass pan because I like to see through it and make sure it doesn't burn. But for some reason, and I'm not sure why, but the tins do work better. So, but they're great. And you can get about 24 squares, depending on, you know, what kind of an appetite you have, out of one recipe. So really, a cool thing to combine our Arizona egg farmers and our citrus.
That is just great. Hey, would you do us a favor?
What?
Would you come in once a month and give us a recipe? What do you think?
Is it a date? Twist my arm.
What do you think, Gary?
Yeah, I twist both arms.
ow. You got
ouch,
it.
Ouch.
Don't you love having Jan in studio?
Thank you, Jan. That was awesome.
She brightens the day. I think Jan, yellow, bright, sunny.
Lemons.
Yeah. So she's going to come in once a month and just share whatever.
It'll follow whatever is in harvest for the season. If you have our home maintenance calendar and you look at the garden to-dos, it talks about what's being harvested each month. Last month we were talking citrus. Next hour here, we have the Russo Family Farms in. We're going to be talking carrots with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Next month is garlic. I don't remember what's in April. May is dairy. June is beef or vice versa. One of those is the dairy month, but we do cattle back-to-back. So she'll have a recipe following that segment on. Here's what, you know, it'll be the Farm Bureau where you can get it and how to grow it. Then it'll be Jan talking about how to cook it and serve it to the family.
Have you seen her
and
Facebook?
Your kids will eat broccoli.
She does a one-minute kitchen on Facebook and just shoots you right through a little recipe. She does a great job. Makes you hungry every time. So, hey, staycation. We've
changed. Arizona staycation.
Time to sign up again because we have a Sedona staycation we're putting together. And, boy, do we have a nice package.
Do we already have the winner for Sedona?
No. I think we draw the third week. Is that right?
Yeah, Sedona should have been drawn, so we're entering now for Ramsey Canyon.
Okay, sorry about
and
that.
March's Sierra Vista staycation.
Okay. Well, the winner gets to stay at the Orchard Inn. just on the main drag there in Sedona, just above La Berge and just above the river.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful place. They get a couple passes to the Pink Jeep Tour.
The Orchard Inn. I don't know that one.
Just look it up online. It's beautiful. I didn't really know it either, but once you see it, you'll never forget it.
Okay.
Great views. A pool that just sits right on the edge of the, you know, the desert.
Is there an orchard?
You know, that's not a fair question, Romy. I don't know.
Do you get to walk around and pick apples?
Well, you know, the history of the whole area was orchards. People came there first for the water. The homesteaders and the settlers came for the water, and then that turned to ranchers. And then when the mining and the everything came,
loggers.
Well, the tourists didn't come to after World War II. It was all working community. Anyway, so Sedona staycation. You will also get, state park passes, and a gift basket from Sibley West. And Sibley's West has a nice website, but they're in Chandler. Thousands of products, Arizona made only. And they actually carry a couple of items from Sedona, from the Sedona artist.
And every staycation starts and ends at Sanderson Ford, where you get to pick out the vehicle of your choice that they have available in the demo lot. So you've got the Sanderson Ford vehicle, you've got the housing set up, lodging at Orchards Inn, you've got passes to the Pink Jeep Tours, you've got a gift card to pay for all the gas, and you've got a gift basket from Sibley's. That is just February's Arizona, Rosie on the House, Sanderson Ford staycation. So
sign up now for the next month for the Sierra Vista one, because, boy, we have a really great package for that as well. And if you will text us at 411-923, first four people to text will get two state park passes each.
Fantastic.